Right now, let's see if we've got Mike Kazi on our sports line. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Interesting weekend. I wanted to get your take. I'm going to give you my take on the Yankee-Dodger series, okay, first. And then
if you say what everybody else is saying, I'm hanging up.
No. Well, here's what I'm saying. First of all, it's not a matchup of the World Series unless something.
Thank you.
Unless something very, very weird happens, and anything can happen. It is sports, and it's not the WWE. Okay, so anything can happen, but these teams, neither of these teams are going to win the World Series. I won't say they won't make it to, but they're not going to win either one. And here's why: the Yankee Dodger series exposed exactly what will beat the Yankees in any 7-game or 5-game series. And that is, when their hitting stops, they lose. It's pitching. And neither staff has the pitching. Unless something weird happens, anything can happen. I mean, for gosh sakes, I mean, the Giants defeated the Patriots twice. These things happen in sports. But unless that happens, because these teams are mirror images of themselves, and the Yankees just happen to hit more timely home. Look. And I'll stop after this. Look at the pitching. The Yankees held the Dodgers to 3 runs, 2 runs, and I think yesterday, what was it?
One
run, all right? The Yankee pitching held the Dodgers to that in Dodger Stadium, okay? Enough said. So that's my take on the Yankee-Dodger series and Major League Baseball. You're a bunch of asses. If you're going to have this series played, they should have both been in their correct uniforms. Just plain horrible, horrible, horrible. All right.
Well, you didn't say, and I'm glad you didn't say it, because World Series matchup was said more times this weekend than grilled cheese sandwiches were served in a diner. I can't stand the media. I can't stand. They're nothing but brainwashing people. They put out there the story they want you to say, and then the minions go out and carry it on. It's not going to be the World Series matchup. It's not. Once again, in a big game, what's his name?
Kershaw.
I think it was his name again.
Kershaw.
Kershaw comes up short, pitches lousy, and the Yankees beat him. So that's that. And these uniforms, I couldn't even watch the highlights last night. Like, I always usually watch MLB and watch the highlights for the games. I couldn't even watch it because you remember Spy versus Spy?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
That's what this was like. It was like the guy wearing the white against the guy wearing the black.
It was just
pathetic. You couldn't even read the name. I didn't watch the highlights because I didn't even know who was playing.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to squint to try to read what was the name on the front of the jersey. It was white on white, black on black, and you couldn't tell who was playing who.
Yeah.
It was an absolute ridiculous thing, and if anybody goes out and spends their hard-earned money buying one of these dumb jerseys or hats, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah,
it's
just
ridiculous. So, yeah, the Mets got swept by the Braves, so, there goes that thing. Now they play the Cubs, so we'll see what happens there. The Mets are 6 games behind the Nationals now with about 30 games to play.
Yeah,
so the Mets season's fading away as we thought it would. The Yankees, they beat the Dodgers, but they got swept by Oakland. Is Oakland a better team than the Dodgers? Over a short series, I wouldn't want to play Oakland. I couldn't care less about the Dodgers. I don't want to play Oakland because Oakland has decent pitching and they have timely hitting. The Dodgers live and die with the long ball, like you said, and they didn't hit any this weekend, so they lost 2 games. So that's that story. The A's are going to cause a lot of problems in the American League. They could beat Houston. They can beat the Twins. They can beat the Yankees. They can beat any team that they line up against and play in a short series. That's the team that everybody has to fear. The Astros, they keep winning. The Twins pretty much are going to win the Central now because the Indians got hit with a big injury. Ramirez broke his hand. He was coming out of his slump. He's done for the season. That's a big, big loss for the Indians. So the Indians are going to be up against it without Ramirez being able to play. And the Yankees now go up to Seattle, and that's a team they should beat up on too. They are the second or third worst team in the American League.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the uniforms. I'm sorry. You know, if you wanted to make it special for the players and you wanted to do something, then do something with the cap or something like that. But don't do what you just did. It was, remember when the NFL for that one season on Monday Night Football, they had those bright uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is exactly what this looked like. It was stupid.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. And the white. I mean, the white uniform was blinding.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely blinding.
In those Sunday day games, the batters pitching with a guy with a white uniform and a white hat.
I thought of that too. But imagine how the players feel if you play in this series and you get hit with a hot spell on a nice hot sunny day and you're wearing a black on black on black. How are you going to feel there? You're going to feel like a piece of bacon in a frying pan.
It was ridiculous. All right.
Stupid. Real stupid. Baseball's done a lot of stupid things, but this is probably right up there as the dumbest of all time.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit for a few seconds. Andrew Luck got booed when he announced that his retirement.
Yeah,
come on, the guy.
Stupid.
The guy guy's got 9 years in the league. Pardon me, 9 years in the league. He missed one full season of injuries. He's injured right now. Out of the 7 years he played quarterback, he made the Pro Bowl 5 times. Just shut up, fans. You
would
give
credit. Yeah. I mean, he's given up what he's been doing forever. He weighed his options. And he'd sooner be a healthy young man than a beat-up old man. And he's obviously made money, and he's not a dumb guy. It's put away. And he's done. And who's to say he's wrong except the ignorant fans that want him to play? I mean, are you looking at a guy with injuries where he could possibly be crippled? Not to the point where he can't move, but he'll be handicapped some way. And he's leaving. Give him credit for no. Who cares? It's his life. Where did he sign his soul to the devil that he has to play until he's 40 years old? He's 29 years old. He's of average health right now. He still has problems where he can't compete playing football, and he's had enough. I give him credit.
So do I. I think it's I give him
another player would go to the sideline and milk the contract for all he can get. This guy's giving you the opportunity to open up the money that he's not going to get and go out and get yourself a couple of players.
Yeah.
He's not holding your ransom. People don't say that. They don't see that. They don't say it.
Yeah. All right. Anything good happen this weekend at Saratoga?
Yeah, we got two more good stories to go on. Little League, team from Louisiana won not only the U.S. championship but the world championship. Louisiana is the team that eliminated Elizabeth, and they lost their first game of the tournament. It's never happened before, where a team lost the first game of the tournament and never mind winning the American championship, won the world championship. There were some really good players on there. They had this one lefty kid had the sweetest swing since Will Clark. Congratulations to the team from Louisiana winning the national and the world championships in Little League. And in the Travers, we had the winner of the Travers with Code of Honor. Owen Dale shorted us out of our exacta, but we had the winner. And in the race prior to that, the Sword Dancer, we got beat by one of the 700 horses that Chad Brown had running in as an uncoupled entry in the Sword Dancer. We wound up running second, third, and fourth. And I had some discussions with people at the racetrack this weekend of how bad racing is, and the bettors are the ones that keep getting screwed when you allow Chad Brown to run 3 and 4 horses in a race as an uncoupled entry. Which one do you bet? You can't bet them all. It's bad. It's bad. It's a bad business for racing. It used to be when the trainer had, if they had a horse that was owned by the same owner with the same trainer, it was unquestionably run as an entry. If a trainer had more than one horse in the race, it ran as an entry. Now that thing is gone by way of the Edsel, and the only people that are getting screwed on it are the bettors.
All right. With that being said, I'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here. Today's my last full day off.
It's right. Where school starts this week around here, yeah.
Next week we go back. This week the teachers got to go and do stuff. I'm not grumping about it. I'm looking forward to it. But I'm going back to sleep today and enjoy it one more time.
All right. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.